Well, listen to me here. My next guest is a writer, a blogger, a mum, a daughter, a wife, a sister, a singer, a marketer, pet owner, pet complainer. And she tidies her house from one week to the next and says it still looks messy. Well, that's her intro. That's what she says on her blog. And I'm joined by the lady who online is better known as Lady Nikki. Nicola Cassidy, welcome to The Late Lunch.
Thank you.
It's not your first time here. You have been with us on our Women with Opinions panel.
Yes, I have opinions.
No harm having an opinion. And you're here with us today because your blog, as we said, LadyNikki.com, has been voted and has been shortlisted for an Irish Blog Award. So I'm sure you must be delighted with that.
Yeah, thrilled. Yeah, so the Blog Awards, the way they work is that everybody enters their blog, and that's if you get through the first round, you're on a long list, and then they're judged again, and if you get through that, you're onto a short list. So I've made it that far.
And you're in the parenting section.
Yes, yeah, so the blog that I write is lifestyle, parenting and literary blog, so it's kind of a combination of everything that I'm interested in, and I made it through in the parenting category. So I'm at the stage now where I'm looking for votes from the public, and that's worth 30% of the votes, and if I get those and the judges deem me that my blog is good enough, it goes through to the final.
Okay, so well, look, we're going to do our best here. If people listening today want to give you a shout, how do they do it? Go through your blog?
Yeah, go through the blog, LadyNikki.com, and there's a few badges there. It'll take less than 10 seconds, I'd say. You just click my name and it goes.
Yeah, it's very easy. Tell us about the blog and how you got started with it. And just, I suppose, first off, before we talk about blogs, what is a blog in the first place?
A blog is a web log. So it's kind of like an online diary or I call it like a magazine. I see mine as like a little magazine that I write every week, and I put a picture up and I put a story up and whatever my interests are. So it's quite a personal thing, but you're trying to appeal to your readership and you're trying to write it so that it's interesting to people, because, you know, who would want to read your diary? Like, you know, you're trying to make it that people
lots of people
well lots of secrets are in there, but you're trying to make it interesting and trying to make it you know that people actually want to read it. So build your audience and build your voice,
of course. And your blog kind of coincided with a lot of big changes in your life, so I suppose it's flavoured by what's happening with you.
Yeah.
So tell us, like, when you started exactly and why?
Well, so as a background, I study journalism and I've always had an interest in writing, and it's always kind of been there, something that I was into. And I originally started the blog in 2013 when I used to work for the D Hotel, and I went to a conference called TBEX, and that's a travel bloggers exchange. I just went for work. I didn't even really know what it was, and it was basically a bloggers conference for travel writers. So I came home from that and I was just really inspired by the people I'd met and what I'd heard, and said, you know what, I'd be into this. So I just started that day, and I logged onto WordPress.com, which is a famous kind of blogging site, and I just started. And I didn't really know what to write. I didn't really know what to say, and kind of how much do you want to put out there, and what are people going to think? And I wasn't quite sure when I started off how it was going to work for me. But over time, kind of developed a voice, I suppose, or how I like to write and how people kind of responded to that. And that was in the run-up to my wedding, and I was kind of busy around that time,
but
then
<don't say. laughs>
shortly after I found out I was pregnant, and when I wrote about being pregnant and kind of, you know, having the baby and all those kind of things, that's really, I think, when it took off. And when the baby was born, I was able to kind of, any free time that I had, which was not very much, I was able to put that into the blog and write about it, and it kind of went from there. So really from this year, February of this year, is when I've really been a blogger, I consider.
Okay, and you talked about, as you mentioned, I suppose you're putting yourself out there, and it has been a lot about the trials and tribulations of pregnancy and then your journey with breastfeeding, and, you know, I suppose now as a working mum, but you know, as you mentioned, where is the balance? Like, how do you decide, well, look, oh, I'm not sure if I feel comfortable sharing that, or
somebody asked me a question. I was at an event one day, and she wasn't a blogger, and we were chatting, and she said something along the lines of, what makes you think that what you write is of interest to people, or something along those lines, of, as in, why should I care what you put up there? And I was like, that's actually a really good question. So I try to think, what do I find interesting? What do I like to read? And then I try to kind of put that out there. And then I have a measure of, with the sharing too much and with kind of, you know, how much is too much, I look at it and say, will my daughter be okay reading this in 10 years? Because it's out there now, and even if I take it down, that you don't know where it's been shared or where it is. And it's like anything you put on the internet, once you send it out there, it's out there. So I am kind of careful with what I put out, but the reason people like blogs is because of their honesty. Yeah. And if you're, you know, if you're just writing boring pieces or piece that, you know, of no interest to people, nobody's going to read it.
Yeah.
So it's trying to get the balance of, you know, being honest but not overkilling and it's sharing too much.
Sure, and it is something personal, and I think that's what people identify with. That I know I was actually following it before we even came in here, you know, because obviously there's topics on it that appeal to me and struck a chord. And that's what I suppose that's why it's popular, because there's lots of women out there online looking for maybe a bit of solidarity.
Well, what I find, so I mean, you know, having a baby is an amazing experience, and I'd like to qualify and say it is amazing and the most rewarding thing you'll do, but it's hard as well. And sometimes I think it's hard to express those emotions because you can feel quite guilty about it and feel like, I remember sitting there one of the days going in my head, you know, holding this baby going, I just didn't think it was going to be like this. I had this different image in my head, and you almost feel guilty speaking about it. And sometimes you can say it quietly to other moms or dads and just go, I talk about one of the pieces, there's just a look, you know, you look across the room at each other, eyes meet, and you don't have to say anything because you just both get what it's like to be a parent. And that's when I get the most reaction, is when I'm able to write about that or maybe capture the feelings and emotions around being a mom or a dad. And maybe little negative emotions that you don't really want people to know, but I try and put those out there in a humorous type way as well, because it's, you know, there's so much seriousness going on and it is hard. And I try to just kind of make, and sometimes I find if I make a joke of it or look at it in a light way, it helps me as well.
It's not anonymous though. Well, obviously the name even, you know, kind of gives a clue to who you are. But did you make that decision consciously? Did you say, you know, was there a moment where you thought, well, will I put my name to this?
Actually, I started a blog when I was a good bit younger, and I had it anonymously, and I found it there the other day, and I'm going to share it because it's just so stupid. But that was anonymous. And I found that really hard to write because I didn't know I felt like who's going to log on and read this. So at least if you write under your own name, you have your own network on Facebook or Twitter, or people that know you will probably go in for a nosy, and that's how you can start your readership. Whereas if you're anonymous, it's very difficult, I think, to build up a following. And plus, I didn't feel like I had anything to hide. I wasn't trying to hide behind a persona or anything like that. I was just putting it out as me. And it is, I mean, we're all self-conscious, and you are putting yourself out there, and you are open to people, you know, making comments or negative things. But to be honest, after being a mom, I'm just over that. I don't care. I don't want to read it. Don't read it.
I don't care. Have you got negative comments at all?
No, not really. No, but I'm waiting now. But, you know, as the readership builds, I think maybe.
Of course.
And, you know, it's hard to talk about parenting and being a mommy and the mommy guilt and stuff you feel. And people are so opinionated when it comes to babies as well, and we're all influenced by our own parents, and you know, there's so much stuff to read and do's and don'ts. And so that's what, so like I did, I think I put out a piece about I stopped breastfeeding, and
I read
when
them.
I did that, yeah,
put the helmet on
because it's like this it's just this topic that can cause a lot of
it's difficult, you know, it's for women to talk about it, isn't
yeah,
it,
yeah, you know. People are of different camps, you know, particularly people maybe who didn't breastfeed and bottle fed, and I understand that. And I always said, look, I didn't know it was going to work out for me. It did, and I was very lucky. But even stopping, I felt like talking about that, I was going to get negativity from people who said you should have went on longer, or you shouldn't have brought back in the bottle. And some people did actually comment on the thing saying,
somebody said,
that's great that you stopped, but you know, you should be brushing your child's teeth if you're putting them to bed. And I was like, she doesn't even have a tooth down, and I've watched brush her gums. Like, what do you want me to do? So people are just opinionated when it comes to babies.
I suppose as well, when you pick a topic that is like that, you know, it's gonna differ depending on the blog post, isn't it? Because those kind of topics are divisive anyway.
Yeah, and sometimes I kind of like to think, like, you know, maybe let's put out something a bit controversial today and stir up a little bit debate, because why not? You know, that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to get a bit of attention for it as well.
Absolutely. We're going to take a short break. Nicola's staying with us. If you have a comment to make about blogs, feel free to contact us. We're up on Facebook and we're open on Twitter as well. Our Twitter handle at LMFM Radio. Stay with us. We'll be back in a few moments. We have a listener on, Nicola, who wants to know how to spell Nikki. It's ladynikki.com is the website, so tell us.
So Lady Nikki, and it's NICCI, and think Gucci.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah.
Is that a branding, subliminal branding?
Yeah, some friends used to call me Nietzsche.
Nietzsche.
That's where it came from.
Are you into your labels or?
No.
No.
Tell us. Stores and Primark.
I know, sure. You're a mom now. You have no money. You have no money. That's it.
No money.
All your money goes in your child.
This is it.
Tell us about your daughter, because she is your pride and joy. Her name is August.
Yeah. Her middle name's Lily, after my mum. And she's just over one now, and she's a demon. She's great.
I know. It is actually that kind of yin and yang, isn't it, of parenting?
Yeah, she's just mental. Like, she walks quite early, so now she's crawling and climbing, and honestly, like, she stresses me out. She really does stress me out. She's great, but it is hard work, you know, and that's what I try to, I think, get across in the blog as well, you know.
You've recently returned to work and you've experienced what I suppose many working mums feel, the mammy guilt. And you've written about it, and I think you've really summed it up really well of how it feels to leave your child, really.
Yeah, I actually went back to work when August was 5 months old. I used to work in the D, and I left the D to go to a job in Belbriggan and Premium Power that I do marketing 3 days a week. And I had to, just the timeline of it, I had to go back when she was 5 months. And it was a killer. Like, I do feel she was probably a little bit young for me to go back, even though it was the 3 days. And I remember just being at work, especially around the first few days, and thinking about my child who was at home and feeling like I was the worst mammy in the world, that I'd abandoned my child, who was with her dad, by the way. So it was totally fine. But I did feel like I was, I shouldn't have been at work. And I just thought, you know, I've just given birth. I've had this baby. It's my job to mind her, and I'm not minding her. And, you know, it took me a while to kind of get over that and get into the routine of working and not feeling like I was a bad mammy. But the piece I wrote was about the initial mammy guilt, which is this, you know, you can't help that. You have to go back to work and pay your bills. But then there's the mammy guilt, which is when they're a bit older, and then you start this slide into neglect, which is where you let them play and, you know, trash the place just so you can get a few minutes peace, or just go on your phone, or just
put on Peppa Pig.
Oh god, I can't wait till she gets into more TV so I can just leave her sitting there. That's so bad. But that's what I mean, that mommy guilt, where it's just so intense that the few minutes that you do get to yourself, then you end up feeling guilty about those as well.
Do you think now, and I suppose, you know, you're in your 30s, you're married, and up until now you've had an independent life, you worked in press in a very pressurised job, you've worked in marketing in a big hotel, but you know, in comparison then, I found for me personally, when my son came along, your world kind of stops. I know it's completely changes and you have this fabulous little human being in front of you, but it's such a different life.
Such a different life. And I think that what I wanted to talk about today as well was that kind of, that it's for women who only start having babies in their 30s, which is the average age now. You've spent 30 years just kind of minding yourself and maybe your husband or your boyfriend, and the loss of independence and this whole world evolving around somebody else that isn't you is difficult kind of to manage or to understand. And I think maybe if I was younger, in my 20s, having my babies, I'd feel differently again, you know, as I'd be more used to it. And it was like a slap bang wallop that you have this baby now and everything has to stop. And again, I tried to write about that, you know, you spent 30 years being an independent person, and how much do you throw all of your life away, all of your interests, your hobbies, your social life, or how do you balance that with being a good mom and also a human being. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's hard. Oh god, I sound like such a whinge bag. What mean to me. No,
that's fine. I'm sure all the men listening are going to be giving out, but who cares?
Yeah, dads as well.
Tell me about the blog itself, Nikki, and I suppose where you'd like to see it going, because you have aspirations to write and to write your own work.
Yeah, so it's as I said, lifestyle parenting and literary. So I write, apart from the blog, fiction. I have a little book done now. I like to actually, all my writing is set in Drogheda or Louth, and I write historical fiction, so all 19th century, just because it's what interests me and I think there's a lot of things that happen. So my aim is to get a book published, and the blog is a tool for that, you know, you build your audience and you try to get your sales through that. That's one aspect. But I'd like to just keep blogging and be a successful blogger, have a good readership, obviously win the award, that would be amazing, but just keep going. Like, I love it. It's great. The more I do it, the more I learn. It's a huge community.
What kind of a time commitment is it?
I work on it every day. Yeah, even if you don't see a post. So I probably post twice a week, but I work every day, either on the blog itself or the marketing, social media marketing. A lot of bloggers, we will comment on other blogs and share our work constantly, because that's how you build your readership. Because there's so much out there, do you know, and how do you get people onto your blog? So it's constant just to work. And I mean, obviously that's, in a way, just for your own personal reward. There's no financial aspect to that, really.
I was going to ask you that. For a blog, unless you actually start advertising on your blog or something like that, there's no revenue. So it's something you do out of a passion, really?
Absolutely. Well, I'm just passionate about it. I love it. So I just want to do it. But the most successful bloggers, like at the top of the game, people might know them, Pip O'Connor, Suzanne Jackson, they would be considered the top Irish beauty bloggers. Beauty bloggers tend to be very popular within Ireland. It just doesn't appeal to me. It's not, I, you know, look at me today. No, I just wouldn't be into it. So that's kind of where there is a big market, and they would actually get paid maybe for appearances. They'd have adverts on their site. They get sent products, to, you know,
to review,
paid maybe. Sponsored posts is another way the bloggers would make some money. So the top bloggers, yes, make money from it, but they work like a full-time job on those blogs. They're not just doing an hour in the evening to do that. They will go over to being a full-time blogger, and most people wouldn't be at that stage.
Okay, well, look, we wish you the very best of luck with the Irish Blog Awards. If you want to give Nikki your support, ladynikki.com is her blog, or her website. So if you click into there, there's little, what are they called?
Badges.
It's a badge. It's a blue badge on her blog. And if you click into that, you can give her that much needed vote, because it will go down to some of the public vote, won't it?
It will, yeah.
So look, we wish you the very best of luck. Thanks for coming into studio.
Thanks a million.
It's a pleasure as always. Nicola Cassidy.